Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. The one thing that should not suffer in this lousy economy is the wedding day. Tough times call for creativity. Take a lesson from Natasha Allen, a young financial broker from Cincinnati, who said that you should treat your wedding as a business endeavor. She arranged to have her wedding sponsored by 15 businesses and received free services including wedding gown, cake, rings, and other needed matrimonial products. In return, the sponsors received a mention in the invitations and had various placements throughout the special day. Has humanity really progressed, or have we finally let sponsorship take hold? You know us Americans. If anything can get out of control, it will. Let's see if tradition takes a backseat to commercialism and watch as the bride walks down the aisle, followed by the flower girl, who is throwing business cards to each side. The groom is fidgeting nervously while waiting at the altar and wearing a small but visible tag which says, "Ban Rolon," when you can't let him see you sweat. Yes, I can hear the official at the ceremony now. "Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join in wedded bliss, this man and this woman. This joining is sponsored in part by Elmer's Glue, who say when you've made up your mind to stick together, stick with Elmer's. Let me remind all in attendance that a wedding is a very solemn occasion, which is entered into after two single people who have met through the Johnson Singles Agency, 3583 Main Street, West Caldwell, New Jersey, telephone 201-555-5600, have decided to spend their lives together in holy matrimony. We welcome them into the family of the Church of the Brotherhood of St. Benjamin and St. Benjamin's Prep, an award-winning day school, which is now accepting applications for its kindergarten class. Call now. These two precious souls have come together at this joyous occasion before family and friends to pledge their lives to one another. And when you need that same carefree feeling at a joyous occasion, call Jim and Betty's Party Rental for all your party needs. Just Google party supplies. Speaking of supplies, we hope that you, Hobart, and you, Jennifer, will supply your parents with those grandchildren they hope for. As they gave to you throughout their lives, you can now give back to them. With help from the Love and Oven Fertility Clinic on 4th and Walnut Streets, which will work with you to help you build your family. Yes, as you travel through life together, don't forget to call on your friends here and at the McGinnis Travel Agency. They're only a few steps across the street from this chapel, but they can send you across the country with package tours from a low $4.99 per person double occupancy, the accommodation of which you can now take advantage. And then you would hear, "We'll be right back," to hear them pronounced husband and wife after these messages. At this point, commercialism has reached new heights. You can visualize the Goodyear blimp aerial shot of the little chapel as the bride and groom are showered with Uncle Ben's rice. Their guests dance the night away while Duracell sponsors the bunny hop. Well, the wedding is over. They're back from the honeymoon, and the Love and Oven has done its thing. Our family is so commercially oriented that the twins, maternity leave sponsored by Double Mint Gum, are the apples of Hobart and Jennifer's eyes. The beaming grandparents are due any moment to babysit tiny Chevrolela and baby Smuckers. The parents played it smart. They knew that with a name like Smuckers, he, at least, has to be good. And that's your Radio Buzz.